Title: Darkside, Call and Response Rift Warp with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper Darkside Call and Response Riff in Ableton Live 12, the old school jungle way, but with modern efficiency, minimal CPU, mostly audio, and stock devices only. The vibe we're chasing is that early jungle conversation, where one riff says something up front, and then a shadowy version answers from the back of the room. Statement, response, repeat. And the big trick is we're not going to stack synths and heavy plugins. We're going to use one audio riff, duplicate it, and then use warp modes, clip envelopes, and a couple lightweight devices to give each version its own personality. Let's set the foundation first. Set your tempo to 168 BPM. That's a sweet spot, where old Amen style energy feels right without getting too modern. Now create a track for your breaks. Call it Breaks. Drop in an Amen, Think, or any break loop you've got. Keep it simple. If you want instant vibe, open the groove pool, grab a swing 16 groove, and apply it lightly. 10 to 20% is plenty. We're not trying to make it drunken. We're trying to make it feel like records and samplers, not a perfect grid. And here's a CPU mindset to keep from the start. Audio loops and a few stock devices are cheap. Big synth stacks and modulated reverbs everywhere are not. We'll keep this lean. Now we need a riff source. We've got two options, and you can choose based on what you already have. Option 1 is the fastest. Use a stab sample. Make a new audio track called Riff Source. Drag in a stab. Could be a rave stab, minor chords stab, a Reese hit, eerie string hit, even a vocal hit if it's short. Place a few hits in a one-bar phrase, like a little pattern. Then select that region and consolidate it, Control or CMDJ. That gives you one clean clip, that's your riff phrase. Option 2 is if you don't have a stab ready. Quickly make one with Waveatable, then print it to audio. Create a MIDI track called Cheap Riff Synth. Load Waveatable. Keep it basic. Saw wave. Unison two voices. Nothing crazy. Put a low pass filter on it. 24 dB slope. Cut off somewhere between about 500 Hz and 2K Hz depending on how aggressive you want it. Write a short minor key riff. Classic dark keys are stuff like D sharp minor or F minor. But honestly, any minor riff can work if the rhythm is right. Then we resample it. Create an audio track called Riff Print. Set its input to resampling, arm it, and record one or two bars of your riff. When you've got it, deactivate the synth track. Not mute, deactivate. That's the move that keeps CPU low. From this point on, we're audio only. Cool. Now the warping stage, where we get the dark side movement. Click your riff clip. Turn warp on. Now pick a warp mode based on the character you want. Beats mode is your gritty rhythmic slicer vibe. Perfect for stabs and tight jungle chops. Tones is great for spooky, hollow, almost vocalish warping on single notes or eerie samples. Complex Pro is smoother, but it costs more CPU, so use it only if you really need it. For an old school stab, start on beats. Set preserve to 1/16 for a tight jungle feel. If you're hearing too many clicks or it sounds overly shredded, you can reduce the intensity by going from 1/16 to 1/8. That's one of those make artifacts intentional tips. You want character, not bad MP3. Now we create the call and response. Duplicate your riff track so you have two tracks, riff call and riff response. Put the same clip on both. Same audio, same start point. The difference will come from warp mode choices, EQ, filtering, and tiny timing and pitch moves. Let's build the call first. The call is the foreground voice. It should be present, mid-forward, edgy, but still leave room for bass and break transients. On the call track, at EQ8. High pass it at 120 Hz with a 24 dB slope. This is not optional if you plan to have a sub. Your future bassline will thank you. Then add a small boost somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz, like 1.5 to 3 dB. That where bite and speaking lives. After that, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 5 dB. And turn soft clip on. Soft clip is a classic make it louder without it feeling louder trick, and it helps the stab feel like hardware. Then add auto filter. Set it to a 12 dB low pass. Start the cutoff around 4 to 8 kHz. Turn the envelope amount up, somewhere like +10 to +25, and set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, release around 80 to 200. What this does is give each hit a little wah or chomp, like the sound is talking. That's a huge part of old dark side phrasing. Not just notes, but how they open and close. Now the response. The response is background. It's the shadow voice. It should feel like it's behind the break, not competing with the call. First, change the warp character. In the clip view of the response, Try switching warp mode to tones. Often, that instantly gives you that haunted hollow quality. If you prefer beats, try preserve at 1/8 for a chunkier, slower feeling reply. Then EQ8 on the response. High pass at higher than the call, around 150 to 250 Hz, and low pass at around 3 to 6 kHz. The response should be darker by design. Add auto filter for movement. Band pass can be really good here if you want that tunnel vibe. Set cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 1.5 kHz, resonance around 20 to 40%. The point is, less full range, more character. Now space. Add echo, but keep it modest. Time on 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. And inside echo, filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 6 kHz. Dry/wet 8 to 18%. If you go too wet, the brake loses punch and you'll wonder why your loop suddenly feels small. Bass is seasoning here. If you add reverb, keep it short and dark. Decay under about a second and a half. Size modest. Low cut around 250, and dry/wet maybe 5 to 12%. Now we do the special low CPU magic, warp movement without loading up extra modulation devices. On the response clip, open envelopes in the clip view. Choose clip, then transposition. Draw a simple little question/answer pitch shape. Try steps like 0, then minus 2, then minus 5. Keep it subtle. Jungle Dark Side doesn't need big melodic jumps. It needs moody, uneasy shifts. Next, do a tiny push-pull with warp markers. Add 2 to 4 warp markers inside the clip and nudge one slightly early or late. Micro time. We're not going off-grid, we're just creating that unstable sampler being pushed feeling. If you overdo it, it becomes random and loses the riff identity. And if you want even less device load, you can animate with clip envelopes on mixer controls. For example, on the response clip, automate track volume so it dips like a ghost note. That's an anti-response technique too. Sometimes the best response is negative space, where the break suddenly feels louder because the riff got out of the way. Now program the actual call and response rhythm, because this is where it stops being sound design and starts being jungle. Use a 2-bar pattern in arrangement view. In bar 1, make it call heavy. Put the call hits at 1.1, 1.2.3, and 1.3.3. Then put a short response hit at 1.4.2, like a quick reply. In bar 2, flip it. Make it response heavy. Response at 2.1, 2.2.2, and 2.3.4. Then a final call stab at 2.4, like the call gets the last word before the loop resets. Loop those 2 bars and listen with the break. You should feel that conversation. Front voice, back voice, front voice, back voice. If it's not speaking yet, don't add more plugins. Adjust timing and filtering first. Now we make it sit with the breaks, because jungle is break-led. The riff supports. It doesn't bully. Put utility on both call and response. Set width low, like 0 to 40%. Old jungle is often more mono-ish, and this keeps your center clear for snares and bass. Here's a big coach move for beginners. Treat call and response like foreground and background, not two leads. Try level targets before you even mix properly. Set the call peaking around minus 10 to minus 8 dB, response around minus 14 to minus 12. Then adjust by ear once the break is fully in. If the response is too loud, the conversation collapses and it just becomes two riffs arguing. Optional sidechain. Put a compressor on a riff bus later and sidechain it to the break track. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Keep it restrained. Old jungle isn't always that modern pumping sound. Now an underrated trick. Track delay. This is groove without groove. And it costs no CPU. In the mixer, turn on the D toggle so you can see track delay. Try call at minus 5 milliseconds and response at plus 8 milliseconds. That tiny offset makes the call feel like it jumps out, and the response feel like it lags behind, like a hardware conversation. Next, group your riff tracks. Select call and response and group them. Call the group riff bus. On the bus, you can add a final EQ8 for tiny cleanup. If it fights the snare, it's often around 200 Hz or in the 2 to 4 kHz region. Tiny moves. Then a touch of saturator like 1 to 2 dB drive, just for glue. Limiter only if peaks are getting silly. And here's a CPU saving upgrade. Instead of putting echo and reverb on every track, consider using a return track. Make return A, call it dark echo, put echo and maybe a small reverb there, dark filtered, and send the response into it. Same vibe, less CPU, and it keeps your space consistent across sounds. Now let's turn this into an 8-bar dark side loop, the classic hypnotic style. Bars 1 and 2, basic pattern, establish it. Bars 3 and 4, make the response darker. Lower the filter cutoff or dip the transposition envelope slightly, maybe minus 2 semitones for one answer. Bars 5 and 6, remove some hits. Bass equals heavier in jungle. Let the break breathe. Bars 7 and 8, do one special moment. A bigger warp pull on one hit, or a deeper pitch dip on one response. Then reset at the loop point so it feels like it cycles naturally. If you want a DJ-friendly feel, do a mini drop prep. Last bar before the loop restarts, filter the whole riff bus down and reduce sends. Then snap it open on bar 1. Instant impact. No new notes. Quick warning so you don't fall into the common traps. Don't drown the riff in reverb. The break needs punch. Don't leave sub in the riff. High pass is your friend, usually between 120 and 250 HC depending on the sample. Don't overwarp. Artifacts are seasoning, not the whole meal. Don't make the response the same loudness as the call. Shadow means shadow. Don't go super wide on the main riff. If you want width, put it in the return effects, not the dry signal. That keeps mono compatibility safe. Now a 10-minute practice routine to lock this in.